Hello and welcome back to the Building HVAC Science Podcast, episode 159. In this podcast, Eric and I interview our friend, Russ King, also known as Mr. Load Calcs. He's from California. I guess that has nothing to do with Load Calcs, but he's from California. Russ has extensive background in HVAC, starting from his first job in 1988 doing load calculations and energy modeling for California's Title 24 Energy Code. He hasn't strayed very far off that topic, but he has a wealth of experience, lots of hands-on experience, which gives him a real richness to what he learns and what he teaches and what he's done with his software. He shares his journey from working with his mentor, Marshall Hunt, through running a mechanical engineering department for a big energy consulting firm, to eventually starting a company with his son, Connor, and developing the Quick Model software. Got all kinds of links in the show notes for you. That started in 2018 when that software was launched. Russ emphasizes the importance of feedback from HERS raters and others on tested houses to improve design quality and advocates for contractors to be home performance contractors, focusing on both equipment and capacity and house load. Wait a minute. That's the objective of this podcast. I should have said that at the beginning. It's our goal to create better, more knowledgeable HVAC and building performance technicians by helping the two professions understand and work better together, and that's just what Russ is doing. In this particular podcast, Russ introduces his new initiative, DIYLoadCalcs.com. That's aimed at empowering homeowners to be involved in the HVAC process by providing them with tools to understand and improve their home's energy efficiency, as well as their HVAC system performance by getting it designed correctly from the get-go. Now, this service, DIYLoadCalcs.com, leverages modern technology to allow homeowners to scan their houses and submit information for load calculations to professionals who've been trained in using Quick Model. See the tie-in? The resultant load calc can be given to contractors who would do the work locally for the consumer, along with a Quick Model file if they care to engage and refine the load calc. Russ highlights the importance of load calculations in identifying the correct size for HVAC equipment and improving home performance. Just look anywhere on the internet right now. All we're talking about is load calcs and design. Please, please, take a look deeper in this subject if this is new to you. Now, throughout the discussion, Russ underscores the transformation in the HVAC industry brought about by technological advancements, making processes like load calculations more accessible and accurate. And he expresses hope. He shares hope like I do, that initiatives like DIY load calcs will encourage more homeowners and contractors to embrace these tools, leading to better informed decisions and improvements in home energy efficiency and HVAC performance, as well as occupant health and comfort. Russ has got a great blog, some real classic stuff on there going back many years. It's russellking.me, link in the show notes. And then a couple of the blog posts that he refers to, a house is like a tank of water, why we need a simpler HVAC design methodology, and his LinkedIn are all in the show notes. Okay, I've done enough talking. Let's get in this great conversation where Eric and I explore with Russ King, blueprints to bytes, how Russ King is redefining HVAC with technology. Hey, welcome back to Building HVAC Science. This is Bill Spohn, your co-host with Eric Kaiser, my co-host virtually placed to my left, and our guest of honor today, Russ King from California. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning. It's a beautiful morning here in California.
For those people that might not have heard you on the podcast before, not encountered any of your work before, and there's a lot of great work out there over the decades, literally, give us a recap of what you've been doing all these years.
Yeah, it's been a while. I graduated from college in 1987, and I got my first job in January of 1988 doing load calculations and energy modeling for the California's Title 24 Energy Code. And my mentor at the time was Marshall Hunt, who was actually the very first ACCA-approved instructor in California back then. So I worked for him for a while. It was an engineering firm. We did mostly energy code compliance and load calcs and stuff like that. And that was before there was even software for it. Back then, we were doing load calcs. ACCA sold these tablets of worksheets, and you tore them off, and you wrote the numbers into them. And the funny thing was, is they were printed in light blue ink. And the reason was back then, because the old Xerox machines couldn't photocopy them. And so you had to buy them from ACCA. to get these worksheets. So that's what we were using.
It's original copy protection there, huh?
Yes, it is. It's hilarious. I wish I'd had one of those. I wish I would have saved one. They were hilarious. So he did that for a while, and I did a few other things. And then I was asked to run a mechanical engineering department for a big energy consulting firm in California. And we specialized in big residential production homes. We had all the big clients out west. All back then, it was Centex and KB Homes and Lennar and D.R. Horton and all those big production home builders. And we were doing their mechanical design for their western regional offices. And I ran that department for 8 years, and we figured in those 8 years, we did at least 2,000 plans. We stamped and signed 2,000 plans, probably well more than that, but that's a safe number. And those were production homes. So each one of those plans was designed to be built in any orientation. So each one of those 2,000 plans probably got built 10 or 20 or 30 times. And so that's a lot of houses out there. And that is just incredible feedback. We also had Herz Raters on staff who would go out and actually test the houses after they would build. I would walk the models typically and make sure that they were following the plans reasonably well. And then after the house was built, our Herz Raters would go out and test for duct leakage, but they'd also test static pressure and airflow. And they would send that information back to me. I can't express how important that feedback is to a designer. Otherwise, you're just in a black box, right? You're just in a cubicle handing plans over the wall and someone's installing it and you have no idea if they're working or not. You need that feedback. So I highly recommend to anybody who's doing load calcs or design or anything is try to get out to the house and see if it's working. So that was where I got most of my experience. And then I got burnt out on that. I started my own company. And then this big structural engineering firm who I had been working with, whenever they start a new subdivision, they called them value engineering meetings, but they were really just trade consultant meetings. But I would always sit right next to the structural engineer because that was always my biggest challenge, was getting ducts from the attic of a two-story house down to the first floor. So I'd always sit next to the structural engineer. And we would hash things out. I'd say, oh, can you move this beam over? I need a chase here. And can you run the floor joists this way? And so anyways, after I left this other company and went out for myself, this structural engineering firm called me and said, Russ, it just hasn't been the same since you left. We want to start a mechanical engineering department. Would you please run it for us? I made some ridiculous demands, like you have to open this office next door to me and put the business there. And you have to hire these people. And they go, okay, no problem. And they did. And I'm like, oh, shoot. Now I got to run this department for these guys. And
those are rock star requests, by the way.
I guess.
That's like chocolate covered blueberry. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. No green M&Ms. And they totally did it. They hired a bunch of people from my old company. I felt bad about that, but they were all ready to leave anyways. And our main client then was Lennar Homes. And the fascinating thing about that was Lennar bought these airplane hangars from a decommissioned air base down in Southern California, El Toro Air Base. And they bought these airplane hangars and they built their houses inside these airplane hangars. And they would count how many nails these houses need. They knew how many feet of wire, how many feet of copper plumbing. They knew exactly what these houses needed. And then they would tear them down. Then they would build another one. So they were like prototype houses and they built them inside an airplane hangar. And so we were the mechanical engineers for that. So we got to go down there all the time. And it was pretty cool because they would make allowances for where we wanted the ducts to go. They would tell the plumber not to put a pipe here because we needed to run a duct. So that was really, really interesting. But the problem was Lennar. So then they would create these, they called them package plans, and they would give them to their divisions all around the country. Well, Lennar wanted one HVAC design that would work anywhere in the country. I was absolutely adamant that was not possible. And they just said, no, make it happen. I'm like, no, that's not how it works. Make it happen. No. I said, I'll give you four designs that will work in 90% of the United States. Please don't build them in Alaska. Please don't build them in Palm Desert. No, actually, they would work fine in Palm Desert. So that was another fun adventure. And then from that, I got into training Herz Raters. And that's really where I got into more of the building science side of it. Actually, I'd had a lot of building science before, but then testing houses for everything, leakage, all this stuff that where you look at the load as opposed to the equipment. There's two sides to the equation. You got your capacity of your equipment and you got the load of the house. And that's what I tell HVAC contractors is don't be just an HVAC contractor, be a home performance contractor, because then you're looking at both sides of the equation. I mentioned at the last symposium, one of my favorite sayings is when you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail. And when you're an HVAC contractor, everything looks like an HVAC problem, and that's how you want to fix it. But that's usually not the problem. The problem is the house. You got to fix the house. And so that's what a true home performance contractor does, is they look at the house. They look at the loads and try to address the loads before they try to slap equipment on top of it. So I did HERS testing, training HERS testers for a while, got really involved with that. I've always been really involved with the California Energy Code. But then in 2018, my son graduated from college, from UC Santa Cruz, with a degree in computer science, and he wanted to design video games, or that was what his specialty was. He was trying to get a job doing anything. And I said, I've got an idea for this software. Would you help me design the software? And he did. And here we are, Quick Model. We started Quick Model in 2018, or we started, the company is Coded Energy. We developed Quick Model in 2018. And we released it almost on exactly the same day that the pandemic started, which was not the best way to go. So we had a slow release, to put it mildly, but things are going really well and it's growing. But one of the things I've realized over the years is that no matter how easy you make the software, no matter how easy you make it to do load calculations, there's still a very large percentage of HVAC contractors who aren't going to do them. They don't want to. They don't see the value in it. They don't want to do it. And I think it's a huge problem. And so that's why we started the DIY load calcs. If you look at all the people who are involved in HVAC and who are most impacted, the first group of people that should jump out is the homeowner. They're the most impacted. That's the people who are doing it or who need to benefit from it. So
I want to back up here just a minute. What is Quick Model? Just for anybody that doesn't know what that is. What is Quick Model? I mean, I know what it is and Bill does.
Thanks. It's Quick Model 3D. It's a manual JS&D HVAC design software. We partner with FSEC, the Florida Solar Energy Center. They have a load calculation module called Energy Gauge Loads, and we partner with them. And so they're our manual J approved load calculation engine. Quick Model 3D is a very unique 3D user interface that allows you to take a 2D set of plans and basically do the takeoffs on those plans really quickly by building a 3D model on top of the 2D plans. And as you're building this model out of boxes, it does all the takeoffs and it plugs that information into the load calculation engine that does the load calcs. Then you size your equipment, tell it how much air you want to move. It distributes the air for you, and then you draw the ducts in 3D and it sizes the ducts for you. That's our software.
So what does that three-dimensional do for the user? Just real quick, I'm going to sum that up.
The main thing it does is it gives you confidence. Because if you build this model out of 3D, and it actually looks like the house that you're looking at, it gives you a lot of confidence. You know you didn't miss a wall. You didn't miss some windows. You know you got all the floors in it. As opposed to looking at, if you look at a basic set of load calculations, it's just numbers in a table. They might give you a really crude 2D footprint of the house with some sort of rooms drawn into it, but you have no idea how tall those walls are or what all the information is. So that's the main thing, is it gives you confidence that you've done the takeoffs correctly. But then when you start drawing the ducts, it really helps you visualize how the ducts have to run and how little space you really have to run these ducts, even in an attic. If you look down, most HVAC software, and of course the big one out there, they'll give you a 2D drawing of the ducts. But the ducts are just single line drawing. They're just like little squiggly lines. And they're all, a 4-inch duct looks exactly like a 20-inch duct. And the drawing is really crude. And yeah, you can make anything fit if that's all you have to do is just draw a squiggly line. But now you turn that 20-inch duct into something that's substantial. And you start realizing, holy smack, how are we going to get this across the top of our furnace to go over here to where we want it to go and stuff like that. And that's another thing about the 3D.
You mentioned to build it off of plans. What happens if you don't have plans?
Which is extremely common in existing homes. So we've partnered with another great company called Cubicasa. It's a phone app, and you load it on your phone, and you basically start in one corner of your house, and you scan your baseboards, and you go all the way through your house, and you come back to the point you started at, and you send that file off, and the next day they send you a floor plan of your house that looks like an architect drew it. And it's crazy. I can't tell you how many people I've trained to go out to a house with a ruler and a pencil and a graph paper pad and to draw a floor plan of a house. That takes hours to do that. It takes hours to do a decent room by room floor plan. But Cubicasa can do your house in 10 minutes. It's crazy. My mom, my 83-year-old mom, did her house and it turned out perfectly. That clued me in. I'm like, all right, if a homeowner can scan their house and create this floor plan. And if they can answer some questions, I can do a load calc on that house without ever visiting that house. And so that's how the DIY load calc started. It's a little misleading by calling it DIY load calcs because they're not actually doing the load calcs. The homeowner's not. They're just collecting the information and giving it back to us. But it certainly saves them a lot of money from hiring someone to do it entirely from scratch.
And that's really what we're talking about here in this, is this new DIY load calcs. And people can find that out, learn more about that at DIYloadcalcs.com. Is that correct?
That's it. Yep. DIYloadcalcs.com. Yep.
How does this DIY load calcs, how do you envision this process working with the contractors and the homeowners? When I saw this come out a little while ago, you announced this, I was like, then this is interesting. How do you see all this working together, flowing from end to end?
The name was actually very carefully decided upon because I know from all the Facebook groups and everything that when you say DIY to an HVAC contractor, they just get all bent out of shape because now they just see this homeowner like trying to charge a system, hooking up this Mr. Cool mini splits and stuff like that. I knew that that would get some attention. And so I did that intentionally. But in fact, I very, very clearly in our website, I say, we do not recommend that homeowners install their own equipment, but homeowners want to be involved in the process. They want to have some say in the process. They want to be as informed as they can get typically. And I think doing their own load calculations is perfect. First of all, that makes them familiar with their house. It makes them understand their house. And then one of the things we give them back is some recommendations. If they come back, so one thing that we can't do is a blower door test. And I'm a huge proponent of blower door tests. So if a homeowner does a load calc on their own house, we have to guess at infiltration, okay? And so we'll guess their infiltration is average, but we will show them in the load calculations what happens if it's not. What happens if your house is tighter? Here's what happens to your loads. What happens if the house is leakier? Here's what happens to your loads. So we give them multiple load calculations with different assumptions, and then that puts them in the frame of mind, oh, wow, what if my house is leakier than this? What can I do to fix that? They start thinking about making changes to their house in order to make their HVAC system work better. That's a big goal of ours too, is to get them involved in that process.
And when I think about those things and communicate with people, I always state those are permanent changes with lifetime impact. So the returns come the day after and forever after. Pretty much.
Yes, exactly. It pays for itself for sure. I have this little video called Why a House is Like a Tank of Water. And the analogy is this tank of water is leaking and you're trying to keep it full. So what do you do? And if you go to the pump store, the pump salesman is going to say, buy a bigger pump. But what you really should do is fix those leaks, seal those leaks. That's such an obvious thing, is to seal the leaks, but people don't realize their house is leaking. They think their house is their house and that they need a certain size air conditioner. They don't realize that this heat is escaping from their house, or heat is leaking into their house in the summertime. And they need to think of it more in terms of that. And then plug those leaks, stop those leaks from happening.
Do either of you remember the Knauf insulation had this visual of a house bleeding red?
Oh.
Is it ringing a bell?
No, I've never seen that. It's a great one though.
Yeah, it's like the heat leaking out just to make people feel ashamed that their house could be bleeding red and bleeding money.
Yeah. To answer Eric's original question, the process basically is the homeowner scans their house with CubiCasa. We can take a 2D floor plan right now and we can build a house very, very quickly. But we have an agreement with CubiCasa where they're going to actually create a special file that we can open in QuickModel already in 3D. So you don't have to build the house in 3D. And that's going to be really, really cool. So that's going to be a big time saver. But even without that, all we need is the 2D floor plan. If you give me a 2,000 square foot house, I can build it in 3D in probably 15 minutes. So it's not that difficult to do. So anyways, they scan their house. They send us the information. We put it into QuickModel. And then they fill out an online questionnaire about the age of their house, the windows they have. We ask them to take a bunch of pictures of their house, the ceilings and the outside and the windows and stuff like that. And then we plug that all into QuickModel and we run a quick load calc for them. We send them back a report that's got the base load calc, which is all the basic assumptions. And then we show what happens to it. If they say, oh, we've only got 2 inches of insulation in our attic, we'll say, well, here's what happens if you add R30. We'll make some recommendations for stuff like that, depending on what they tell us their house is. But infiltration is that one's, that's the most obvious one. And then we give them some educational materials. But the key is, and the reason why HVAC contractors should like this, is we also give them the quick model file of their house. We give them the file back. And so if they do find a contractor who uses quick model, they can say, here's the file. If you don't trust my loads, here's the file. Do them yourself. Fine tune them yourself. And oh, by the way, you can design the ducts in 3D if you want to using that file. So we think that's a pretty unique opportunity for contractors.
So, and you really just launched this like 2-3 weeks ago?
Yep. Literally maybe 3 weeks ago. Yep.
Yeah. It was what, very end of January?
Yep. The symposium was official release announcement. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Can you talk about reactions to either customer reactions, like homeowner reactions or contractor reactions, or what's the uptake? Are people still toying with the idea?
Yeah, it was funny. Several people came up to our booth at the symposium who were staying at the Animal House. And this person goes, a lot of people weren't quite sure how to take this. And I know it's because of the DIY, the letters DIY. And then as soon as I started explaining it to him, he goes, oh man, he goes, that just makes tons of sense. And then after that, everyone who came up and said, at first I was a little leery of it, but now that I understand it better, I think it makes a lot of sense. So that part's been good. And then we've had some interest from a big program in California. They may integrate it into their program. It's like a rebate program. So that would be really, really cool. I've actually proposed to a couple different municipalities and places that have programs, give the homeowner a rebate. Give the homeowner a rebate. Just so you know, the cost to have us do this service for a homeowner is about 5 cents a square foot. And the minimum charge is $100. So up to 2,000 square feet, it's $100 to do a low-calc on a house, which is pretty darn cheap. And if you could get a rebate program to pay the homeowner $100 to do it, then it's free to them, basically.
So then once that homeowner has the file for Quick Model, they've got the load calculation with their average, what's the average load, what's your leaky load, what's your not leaky, your tight load, based on the ACT, the manual J guesses at average, leaky, and tight. Do you have a list then of contractors that are using Quick Model for the homeowner to look for in their area?
We're going to provide that service through the website. Yes, we haven't done that yet. We haven't quite figured out how to screen those because there's a lot of people that have the software that may not want to do it for other people. So I don't want people calling them out of the blue, but we'll certainly ask for people. If you, it'll be an opt-in list. So if you're a user and you want to opt into this list and have homeowners call you, then we'll certainly do that. But it's still going very slowly right now. And it's the volume is enough that we can do it in-house. We can do the load calcs in-house right now. But when we give the file to the homeowner, then we're going to start asking contractors, do you want these people to call you? It just depends on where they are and who's in their area. But can you imagine if you were an HVAC contractor and a homeowner calls you up and says, hey, I'm considering replacing my entire system, would you come out and give me a bid? And you go out to the house and the contractor goes, oh, and here's my load calcs for my house, my manual J room by room load calcs. And oh, by the way, I have a file. If you use this software, you can have that file too, and you can design your ducts in this. So obviously part of the goal is to sell Quick Model, get more contractors interested in Quick Model, the software. But I think that's just a great opportunity. It's totally up to the contractor. If you get three contractors to come to your house and you give load calcs to three of them, one of them might say, oh, wow, I was going to do this myself. This is awesome. Thank you very much. And one might say, I never do this. I'm going to size it however I want to. And hopefully that gives the homeowner some clue as to which contractor they should probably go with. So it's all about knowledge and education and empowering the homeowner to help them make decisions.
That's pretty awesome. I've said this before, you're an awesome guy. So
thank you.
It just kind of goes, so all goes in conjunction here. What's the next step for someone who hears this and is interested? If it's a homeowner, go to the site, take a look around.
What I would actually ask folks to do that would really help us out is there's a lot of Facebook groups where homeowners post questions. They say, oh, we got this new system in our house and it's not working, or we just moved into a new house and we're not happy with it and all this other stuff, is post a link to DIY load calcs, because 80% of the answers to those questions is you need a load calculation on your house. If you want us to answer your questions, you got to tell us what size is the equipment, what's the load on the house, is it oversized, is it undersized? the load calc is the common denominator for all these problems, or at least solving all these problems. So yeah, if people would just post a link and let the homeowners come over and look at it, and they can decide themselves, of course, but that would be good. And just, oh, we've started a Facebook group called Fix My HVAC. It's a Facebook group, and it's purposely there for homeowners to come and ask questions, comfort related questions. There's a lot of them out there, and I just cringe at some of the answers. This homeowner will post a question and maybe a picture of something, and the first comment is, "Flex duct is trash, tear all that crap out." Like, that's not an answer. That's not what they need. We don't want your opinion about something. Give these homeowners an honest, fair answer. Then you start looking at all the answers, all the comments, and some of them totally contradict each other. So I'm hoping that we could create a safe place for homeowners to come and ask questions. And you guys are on that group, I'm pretty sure. And we can at least self-check each other. I don't think we'd have any problem telling each other that we were a little bit off base if somebody gave a bad answer. And I hope that's what can happen there. And then we're also creating a sister website, if you will. So DIY Load Calcs is targeted to homeowners. But I've had HVAC contractors ask me, can I do this myself? Can I go out to a house and scan the house and do all what DIY is asking the homeowner to do? Can I, as a contractor, do it? And of course, the answer is absolutely, of course. And so we're going to have a very similar website. It's going to be called Load Calc Central. And it's where contractors can basically do the same thing. They can go out, they can scan the house, and they can collect all the information and send it to us, and we'll put it in the Quick Model for them. And so that saves them some time. And I think if we can keep it to about $100, that's probably less than what their time is worth to do it themselves, of putting it in the software. And because some contractors, they may only do one or two load calcs a month. It's very difficult to become proficient at any software if you're only using it that seldom.
So when will that be active and available?
Hopefully in a week or so.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty much all thought out. I just need to do the final programming.
This sounds like a really great process, and I'm wrapping my head around this. The homeowner can go do this load calculation. A contractor can send the homeowner and say, hey, go get a load calculation here before I ever come out. Spend $100 because I'm going to charge you $200 or $300 or whatever to do a load calculation on your house. Go spend this, get this load calculation, and then I can draw it into my software later if we need to, depending on what you want to do.
Yep.
I think that sounds like a great process, even for contractors to be able to tell their homeowners. Now, one of my questions here is, what devices does CubicCasa work on?
Android or Apple.
Android or Apple. So it just needs something with a camera on it then, basically.
Yeah. I'm an Android guy, and that's what I use, and it works great.
Very nice. Open to a lot of people then.
Exactly. That's what we're hoping happens. That's the service that we want people to take advantage of. There are some disadvantages to it. One of them is that after you scan your house, you have to send the file off to CubicCasa. They have a rush service where they'll get it back to you in a couple hours, but usually you get it the next day. You get the floor plan back. So there's a time consideration there. It might take the homeowner a day or two to scan their house and put it all together. So like if a homeowner's furnace breaks down and they want you to come out there right away, it's probably not going to work for that. But you can scan the house while you're out there, and by the next day, have your load calcs done. And then you can tell the homeowner, look, we did a load calc on your house, and this furnace you want replaced is way oversized. You'll be much better off with a smaller piece of equipment. And then your ducts will fit it better too, because we looked at your duct layout as well. So that kind of stuff can happen.
Yeah. Or if it's an emergency, you can pay that little extra fee there and get it in a couple hours then.
Sure.
So this is all pretty wild, but it also makes sense. It's a trajectory for you.
Yes.
You, and I'm going to bestow you with the new title, Mr. Load Calc.
Thank you. Somehow on Facebook, I became the poster child for Flex Duct. I don't know why. I just started defending Flex Duct, and now I'm like Mr. Flex Duct on Facebook. I much prefer Mr. Load Calc. Thank you very much. Yeah.
To me, this is, and I'll say I started using Quick Model not too long after it came out. Actually, Bill told me about it because you saw it, I think, at AHR the first year.
Maybe ResNet.
I don't remember. I found out about it and I started using it, and I thought it was a phenomenal software. Like, it was a game changer for me just because of what Res said early on. So I've watched that develop and I'm watching this develop. And I think this is really neat because it's a game changer for the industry. It's changing the way that we do things in the industry. It's changing the status quo. We'll have to see how it works out. Personally, I think it has a very high probability of working out because it involves, as you said, Russ, the homeowner. It involves the contractor, gives those homeowners options as to what they want to do. And I think that's a very neat thing. If they just have a contractor walk in the door, they can hand them a load calculation and say, here's what you size my equipment to. Now you can do your manual S. And if they don't do a manual S, then maybe the contractors need to go get some education and talk to Mr. Ed Janowak over there or take some classes and learn some load calculations and how to select equipment.
Yeah, exactly. It's been 11 years now. I wrote a blog article 11 years ago called Why We Need a Simpler HVAC Design Process. And it caused quite a stir. I got a little bit of pushback on that article because it implied greatly simplifying. And then people started saying, oh, rules of thumb, you're endorsing rules of thumb. And I'm like, no, I just want a simpler process that's easier for people to use. And not much changed for a long, long time. But in the last few years, what has changed is technology. And then the integration of improved software programs like Quick Model and others that are out there. And now it's getting to the point where it dawned on me that it's so easy now that doing remote load calcs is huge. Not having to physically visit the house is huge. That's a big, big deal. Now that the homeowner can actually collect the information that's necessary to do a decent load calc, that's mind-blowing to me. And that's the big change. That's what's new. That's what's different than 5 or 10 years ago. There's a lot of really, really cool technology out there that's happening. And I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but I also have this other little plan. I teach a class at the local community college here, Cosumnes River, and they have a construction program, and I teach an HVAC class. And there'll be 15 or 16 young people in this class and a few old people too. I have a couple of days where I show them Quick Model, and they're like, wow, this is cool. This looks like a video game. And out of 15 or 16 people, 3, 4, 5 of them, it really clicks with them. It comes so natural to them that they just want to use it more and more. And so I'm training these people, and I have another program where I train youth as well. And I'm training these youth to use this software. They love it. And then I don't hear from them again. It's like, then they leave and they're gone. I'm like, oh my gosh, what a wasted resource. So I'm trying to find a way to get them involved in the process. I'm trying to find a way that I can send work to them. What I hope happens is that the DIY load calc really takes off and it gets so busy, we have to start hiring people to do it. And then my goal is to hire some of these youth and get them doing load calculations and then get them set up in their own little consulting business where they can start doing load calcs on the side for other people and get them employed and get them making some cash. Because you could do this from anywhere. You could do this from a dormitory room if you wanted to and do load calcs and stuff like that. So I'm trying to do a little workforce development along the sides too. So
I think I asked you about the liability on this.
Yes.
I asked you online about liability. Could you restate that answer?
Sure. As a licensed mechanical engineer in 3 states, I have to be very, very careful about what I do outside of those 3 states. Okay. And so there's this term called practicing engineering. I'm not supposed to practice engineering outside of the 3 states that I'm licensed in. But most states have an exception for single family residential dwellings under a certain size and of a certain, it's the same exception that makes it so you don't have to be an architect to design a house, a licensed architect. You can be a designer and design a house. You don't have to be a licensed architect to design a house. There's the same sort of exception. There certainly is liability. If you were to do a full load calc, equipment selection, and duct design, and hand that to a contractor and say, here, install this, then you as the designer are responsible for that design. Okay. And that's why you need a stamp. That's why you need an engineer stamp, because then there's accountability. If it doesn't work, they can come back to you and say, hey, your design didn't work. We're going to file a complaint against your license or whatever. It's the same sort of thing that goes against a contractor's license. So you just have to be careful about what you say and what you claim to do. But doing a load calculation is not an engineering process. Okay. Selecting equipment and designing ducts, that's engineering. Doing a load calculation is simply describing a house. You have a house, it's sitting there, and the load calculation is a description of the current condition of that house. And that does not take an engineer to do that. And there's no liability necessarily with doing that. You're saying, here's a house. Here's what it is. Here's what it does. Here's what the loads are on this house. What you do with that afterwards, that's where it becomes an issue. So I would not recommend people doing equipment selection and duct design unless they're qualified to do so. And then they make it clear that if they're not licensed, that it's the contractor has the ultimate responsibility to make sure that system works. And then the contractor decides whether or not to use your design or not. That's the main thing. Because when I was doing designs, I put a stamp on the plans and the builder told the contractor, install it like it says on these plans that were done by Russ King. And then they said, okay, I will do it, but I'm not responsible for if it doesn't work. No, you're not. I'm the engineer. I'm responsible for it. Okay. But if someone who's not licensed hands you a set of plans, then the contractor has to decide whether or not to follow those plans because they are going to be responsible for it. So it's an accountability issue is what it really boils down to.
Very good. I think we've well covered the subject. Any closing thoughts for our listeners?
No, we'll see how it goes. I'm excited and nervous at the same time. Like everything, it always starts off really, really slow and then something happens and it just starts getting super busy. But hopefully that happens soon. We've gotten really, really positive feedback from everyone. I really appreciate everyone's positive encouragement and all that good stuff. We'll see how it goes. And I've been on this crusade, I don't know how long now, 15 years, to get people to do load counts. Gosh darn it. And this is my next attempt. I've tried begging. I've tried asking. I've tried coercing. I've tried shaming. Now I'm just going to do it for them. Gosh darn it. So.
To me, this hits that easy button. Like it just makes it easy for everyone to do. And that's what I love about this.
It's not perfect for everyone. And I totally understand that. There's other people who want to be able to go out and have a load calc in an hour. And there's ways to do that and more power to them. We all have the same goals. I think this will work for a lot of people. Not everybody, but I think it'll work for a lot of people. And hopefully it'll help out.
Very good. Thanks for coming on today and really hope this generates some interest and some feedback. We'll put some links in the show notes. And we've also mentioned a couple things here, the website, DIYLoadCalcs.com, and soon to be LoadCalcCentral.com.
That's it.
Excellent. Always a pleasure, Russ.
Yeah, same here. Same here. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
We really appreciate you listening in, tuning in here to the Building HVAC Science Podcast. If you have any questions or want to suggest a topic or just reach out, marketing@truetechtools is the place to go, TRUTECHTOOLS.com. You can also find out about what's going on in the home energy ratings world and all those peripheral topics. We did mention that in the podcast. That's where Russ did a lot of his work. You can find out about that in the Res Talk podcast, R-E-S-T-A-L-K. The Building HVAC Science Podcast is a production of True Tech Tools Limited. And full disclosure, I'm a co-owner of True Tech. And the opinions voiced are those of my guests, my co-host, or myself, depending on who is speaking, of course. If you're in the market for tools or test instruments mentioned in our podcast, take a close look at what we offer at truetechtools.com, TRUTECHTOOLS.com. And you can use the offer code HVACBS for a nice discount. I want to thank you for listening, following, and hopefully subscribing to this podcast. Got a lot of other great trade-related resources out there. Really too many to mention. I'll just mention five right now. HVACR School, HVAC Reefer Guy, Tool Pros, HVAC Overtime, HomeDiagnosis.tv. Okay, I'll mention more next time when you tune in again to listen to the Building HVAC Science Podcast. Take care.